Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are feeling worried, maybe even a little frustrated because their little one seems to say no to everything new. New foods, no thank you. New activities, not interested. New experiences, they'd rather stick with what they know. And I want you to know something really important right from the start. You are not alone in this. This is one of the most common experiences parents have with young children, especially between ages 2 and 6. And here's the beautiful truth the magic book wants you to know. Your child isn't being difficult. They're being exactly what they're supposed to be at this age. They're being cautious, and that caution, it's actually a sign of healthy development. Let me tell you what I've learned from the ancient wisdom in the magic book, combined with what researchers and child development experts have discovered. When your child hesitates around new things, whether it's a new food on their plate, a new game at the playground, or a new experience like swimming lessons, their brain is actually doing something really smart. It's protecting them. You see, this behavior has a name. Scientists call it neophobia, which simply means fear of new things. And here's what's fascinating. This tendency is actually built into us from way, way back in human history. Thousands of years ago, when our ancestors were learning which plants were safe to eat and which ones weren't, the children who were a little bit cautious, who didn't just put everything in their mouths, were the ones who stayed safe. So your child's hesitation, it's an ancient protective mechanism, and it's working exactly as it should. Research shows that this phase typically peaks between 18 and 24 months, and it can continue through age 6 or even beyond. Studies have found that genetics play a big role here. In fact, about 78% of this cautious tendency is inherited. So if you or your partner were cautious children, there's a good chance your little one inherited that same careful approach to the world. But here's the wonderful news. Even though genetics play a role, the environment you create and the way you respond to your child's hesitation makes a huge difference in how this phase unfolds. And that's where you have so much power, my friend. Dr. Clark Goldstein from the Child Mind Institute says something I think is so important. He reminds us that the goal is not to eliminate anxiety or caution, but to help children learn to tolerate it and function well even when they're feeling uncertain. When we try to protect our children from every uncomfortable feeling, we actually prevent them from learning that they can handle those feelings. But when we support them with patience and confidence, they learn that uncertainty is manageable. So what does this look like in real life? Let me share some gentle, research-backed strategies that the magic book and child development experts recommend. First, repeated exposure without pressure is key. When your child refuses a new food, don't force it, but also don't give up. Keep offering it alongside familiar foods without any pressure to try it. Research shows it can take 10, 15, even 20 exposures before a child is willing to try something new. And that's completely normal. Each time they see it on their plate, even if they don't taste it, they're becoming more familiar with it. Second, create a positive atmosphere around new experiences. If your child senses your stress or frustration about their refusal to try something, that actually reinforces their caution. But when you stay calm and encouraging, when you model curiosity and openness yourself, you're showing them that new things can be safe and even enjoyable. Third, let them participate in the process. If you're introducing a new food, let them help prepare it. Let them touch it, smell it, play with it even before they're expected to eat it. If it's a new activity, let them watch first. Let them get comfortable at their own pace. This gradual approach honors their need for safety while gently expanding their comfort zone. And here's something else the magic book taught me. Celebrate the attempt, not just the outcome. When your child takes even the tiniest step toward trying something new, when they touch that new food with their finger, when they watch the other children playing that new game, when they dip one toe in the pool, that's huge. That's courage in action, and it deserves to be noticed and celebrated. You know what reminds me of? There's a beautiful story in the Book of Inara called The Learning Voyage. It's about two friends, Ethan and Sophia, who discover a gentle cruise ship where every mistake becomes a wonderful learning experiment. The ship has these cozy spaces that remember and celebrate each attempt at trying something new. And here's the magical part. When Ethan and Sophia try new things, even if their attempts don't work out perfectly, their cabins glow warmly, celebrating their bravery. This story shows children something so important. It shows them that trying is what matters, not immediate success. It shows them that mistakes and uncertainty are part of learning, not something to be afraid of. And it gives you, as a parent, a beautiful framework for celebrating your child's brave attempts. After you read this story together, you could create your own celebration ritual. Maybe you have a special phrase you say when your child tries something new. Maybe you have a sticker chart, not for success, but for attempts. Maybe you just notice it out loud. I saw you touch that broccoli today. That took courage. I noticed you watched the other kids on the swings. You're learning. The research is so clear on this. When parents respond to their child's caution with patience instead of pressure, when they model openness to new experiences themselves, when they create an environment where trying is celebrated regardless of outcome, children gradually expand their comfort zones. They learn that uncertainty is manageable. They develop confidence in their ability to handle new situations. And here's something else that's really important to remember. This phase is temporary. It doesn't last forever. With your gentle support, your child will naturally become more open to new experiences as they grow. Their world will expand. Their confidence will build. But they need to do it at their own pace, with you as their safe, steady guide. So if you're feeling frustrated right now, if you're worried that your child will never try anything new, I want you to take a deep breath. You're doing beautifully. Your child is developing exactly as they should. And with your patient, loving support, they're learning that the world is a safe place to explore, one small step at a time. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on. You've got this, wonderful parent. Until our next adventure together with love and starlight, Inara.